welcome all your roving gamblers, and a story I will tell about the greatest gambler. You all should know him well. His name was Will O'Colley, and he gambled all his life. He had 27 children, yet he's never had a wife. And it's right, Willie, right. Oh, Willie, roll, wherever you're gambling now, nobody really knows. Well, he gambled in the White House and in the railroad yard. Wherever there was people, there was Willie and his cars. He had the reputation as the gambliest man around. Wives would keep their husbands home when Willie came to town. And it's right, Willie, right. Oh, Willie, roll, wherever you're gambling now, nobody really knows. Sailing down the Mississippi to a town called New Orleans. They're still talking about that poker game on the Jackson River Queen. I've come to win some money, gambling, Willie says. By the time that game ended up, the whole damn boat was his. And it's right, Willie, right. Oh, Willie, roll, wherever you're gambling now, nobody really knows. Oh, but Willie had a heart of gold, and this I know is true. He supported all his children and all their mothers too. He spread his money far and wide to help the sick and poor. And it's right, Willie, right. Roll, Willie, roll, wherever you're gambling now, nobody really knows. Well, it was late one evening during a poker game. The man lost all his money, he said Willie was to blame. He shot poor Willie through the head, which was a tragic fate. When Willie's cards fell on the floor, their aces back with eights. And it's right, Willie, right. Roll, Willie, roll, wherever you're gambling now, nobody really knows. So come all you roving gamblers, wherever you might be. The moral of the story, well, it's very plain to see. Make your money while you can before you have to stop. For when you pull that dead man's hand, your gambling days are up. And it's right, Willie, right. Roll, Willie, roll, wherever you're gambling now, nobody really knows.
Last summer in August in Brighton, Massachusetts. Yeah, Brighton, what a place. George and I were sitting on a nice little porch watching a massive storm roll in on a very, very hot day. And this song is what we wrote. It has nothing to do with storms and everything to do with bluegrass theme number 6, which is the spurned bitter lover. It's called The Look in My Eye.